This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed the diverse national security-related issues with the top police officials and chief of different security agencies yesterday. Attending the second day of the All India Director General and the Inspector General of the Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed the various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like the internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and the challenges posed by the emerging technologies such as the artificial intelligence and drones, as well as the counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for the debate and the deliberations during the day. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference today and on the last day. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handled over the sanction letters and the loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under the schemes of PM Swadhini, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said that women will be the engine of the growth to reach the milestone of the developed India by 2047. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to the media, BJP's Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition, comprising of the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction and Nationalist Congress Party, secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his grief over the murder of the Indian student Nakarupu Sai Teja in the United States of America. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that the Indian consulate in Chicago is providing all possible assistance to the family. In the post on X, the Consulate General of India in Chicago called for immediate action against the perpetrators. It assured that the consulate will extend all necessary support to the family and friends of the victim. The Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh, today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honor. The year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promoting rights-based approaches to treatment, and eliminating the discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is Take the Rights Path. Delhi Police Crime Branch has arrested Aam Aadmi Party's AAP MLA Naresh Balyan in connection to the extortion case, as his alleged links to the gangster Kapil Sangwan, also known as Nandu. According to the police, the arrest was made after they recovered the audio clip of the conversation between the MLA Naresh Balyan and the gangster Kapil Sangwan during the investigation. The cyclone Fingal begins its landfall near Puducherry, bringing the torrential rains and strong winds across the region. According to Chennai Regional Meteorological Center's alert at 8:30 p.m., the forward center of the cyclone's spiral bands have reached the land and the storm moving west-southwest, southward, and the cyclone is expected to cross the North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour. In Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shutter Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-final, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8 and 21-14. And that is the end of this news bulletin.